Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
37683.
And could I please have your first and last name?
Sandra Brown.
Thank you. And let me get that pulled up here. And that was 37683.
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me one moment. So I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Yeah, let me see.
$7904. Thank you.
This number's on the bottom of that survey I took.
And your last name was Brown, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And let me see.
$97 was taken out.
Okay, well, let me get it pulled up here. So I still didn't see your name come up.
It was on the bottom of that survey I took. This number it was.
Okay, well, let me see. Because
about an iPad?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a third-party call center, and we assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. So I would have to get the information pulled up first in order to see exactly what you were being charged for. And
okay,
so far, I've used the zip code in the last four digits of the card, and I still haven't seen any information come up with your name. If you could provide me with the first six digits of the card that was charged, I can try to get it located that way.
The first six?
Yes, ma'am.
5307-06.
Thank you. Okay, and were you just charged?
Yeah, it was pending, and it finally went through.
Okay, so that was 530706.
Yeah.
The first six, and the last four was 7904, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I used that here. And I'm still not seeing any information show. So we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you with that information not showing.
Wonder why. Well, I guess you said it's third party.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not seeing anything show here.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.